In Isaiah 40, we have these wonderful questions. To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare with him? As for the idol, a craftsman casts it, and a goldsmith plates it with gold, and a silversmith fashions chains of silver. He who is too impoverished such an offering selects a tree that does not rot. He seeks out for himself a skillful craftsman to prepare an idol that will not totter. And so here we have this brief section where Isaiah is mocking those who create idols of wood and of stone. We don't have wood and stone idols, but we certainly have idols that are challenging us. And then Isaiah writes these marvelous words. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been declared to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the vault of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. It is he who reduces rulers to nothing, who makes the judges of the earth meaningless. Scarcely have they been planted, scarcely have they been sown, scarcely has their stock taken root in the earth, but he merely blows on them and they wither, and the storm carries them away like stubble. To whom then will you liken me, that I should be his equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created the stars, the one who leads forth their host by number, he who calls them all by name, because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing. And in this passage, we have the idea expressed that nothing is comparable to God. No idol is comparable to our God. One of the sins, besides the sin of our idolatry that we are all confronted with, is the sin of looking at God too small. That's too small. And here Isaiah is saying, don't you get it? Don't you understand? Don't you know how great he is? Do you hear? Do you understand? And there's a sin that plagues all of us. And that is, we all look at God too small. We don't see his greatness. So this morning, I challenge you to repent of looking at a small God and increase your understanding of the greatness of God. It is he who sits above the vault of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. What an intriguing analogy of us as grasshoppers. This morning, let's confess this sin of looking at God in ways that are inadequate and recognize the greatness of our God. Lord Jesus, how great a God you are. And yes, oftentimes we do not know, nor do we hear how great you are. Lord, this morning we confess the sin of looking at you smaller than you are. And yes, Lord, we know that our view of you will always be inadequate. And yet it must keep on increasing. We must keep on increasing in our knowledge and understanding of your greatness. Lord, none of our idols are adequate. And we confess this morning. And we turn away from them to the living God, who is greater than our greatest thoughts. You alone are holy. You alone are great. Lord, thank you for forgiving us our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.